Yes?
Senator Fulbright on 2190.
Bill?
Yes, President. I was talking to Dick earlier today, and I expressed the hope that he would invite you and Hickenlooper to sit in with him on his CIA committee for these briefings. He said he'd be glad to do it, that he didn't want to add to it, he wouldn't let a good many members of his own committee sit in on them because of obvious reasons. But he'd take you too, and I guess he's going to come along with it, and I just hope that you agree to get on it and serve on it, and because I think it's very important that you know all they tell them, and then I want to be talking to you from time to time to get your judgments on it.
Sure, be glad to.
All right. Well, now you just wait till he invites you, because I told him to extend the invitation, because it'd be better for him to do it than me to be saying who served on his committee. On the other hand, I want you to know it. I want you to do it very much. And then I'll be talking to you further sometime.
Good.
How's Betty? She still living with you?
Fine.
Is she there?
And I both want to tell you, we thought you were absolutely marvelous at the speech the other day.
Well,
really. Of course, I know you've been told it, but it was absolutely first rate.
Is she there?
Yeah.
Let me talk to her.
Oh, fine. She'd love to. Hold on just a minute. Yeah. You really were wonderful, Lennon.
Well, I mean, did her best we could.
I may slip now.
Well, I don't. I may get myself.
You won't set mine, sir, until I get used to it.
You know, I'm about that like the little Jewish boy said, "How can I trust IQ and I don't trust myself?"
Yeah.
I can't blame you for something that I do myself.
Yeah, if I slip for a few weeks, well, you'll forgive me now.
Okay.
I'll call it out.
Betty, how are you, honey?
I just want to tell you, you've never been so eloquent or delivered it so beautifully in all your life. I've just written Bird a note about it.
Well, you're a mighty sweet girl, and I just wanted to tell you how much I loved you. And that old Bill Fulbright's a jealous man, but he does. He just got in there first, and I'll tell you, he's got a lot of men, though, that are pretty envious of him.
Well, now, I hope he's just jealous as can be of you, and I hope he has reason to be.
Well,
you are wonderful.
You know, yeah, I love you. And if you run into any pretty things when you're shopping for Christmas, well, pick them up and send me a bill, because I'll have a lot of women I want to send things to, and men too. So I won't ask you to do all of what you do for Dick Russell, but
well, now this is waiting.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm writing Bird, and you tell her that any time there's anything, I know she has lots of friends she knows better than I am, but if any of them are ever all tired up, you tell her I would love to anything I can anytime.
She'll want you, and she'll need you, and she's so shy that she'll never tell you, but I'll tell you now she does. And she was asking me yesterday about would be all right for her to ask a couple of friends to do some things that she just couldn't do, because she doesn't get but 10,000 letters a week. And,
I know. And you tell her that short of making a speech, I'm no good at that, but anything short of that, I would love to do.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you, dear.
Bye.